When you think about the benefit side of the equation of chemo plus Bev versus chemo plus cetuximab, obviously it's an indirect comparison. But when you start to make those comparison, does it look similar, ballpark, one better than the other? How does it sort of look for you?
I actually have a slide that I sometimes present exactly showing the results of the FLAX with results of 4599. And the main point I have about that slide is that we shouldn't be doing this.
Right.
Because again, these are, very different trials, different patient populations, conducted in different places. So I think the caveats in this type of comparison are pretty significant. Having said that, we sometimes can't resist the temptation. So I think it's another issue we haven't discussed about the FLAGs that is an important point of distinction, with 4599 is the lack of advantage in progression-free survival. Exactly the same in the two arms. While, you saw a two-month difference in progression-free survival in the 4599 trial. And that, again, remains to be explained. And then the difference in overall survival, again, is approximately 1 month in the FLEX trial, and it was 2 months in the 4599 trial. You include the Asian population, which didn't really exist, wasn't a prominent part of 4599. You take them away, it becomes closer. It's a very difficult, sort of fragmented comparison. So it's hard to tell that one agent is superior to the other agent at this time. I don't think we can really do that.